Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
Hey, Michelle. This is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you guys doing today? And girls?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I know you guys were speaking with Tara. She just asked me to jump on the line to go over some specifics with you and the pricing structure. But did you guys have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
I don't think so. Do you?
No, I work for
Infinite
Home Solutions, and they were using Google for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm not real familiar with it, but I understand kind of how it works.
Okay.
So, yeah, not really any questions at this point.
Sorry, what was your name, sir?
Ronald.
Ronald Mays.
Ronald. Hey, Ronald. Okay, so the way it works, and the simplest way to explain it, Ron, is if you were to go on Google, I don't know if you got a smartphone there, if you just typed in electrical services, like one of your customers, you know, just type in electrician, you know, there's a map that'll pop up in the search results page there, and then there's three guys right next to the map as the top recommended electricians for your area, right? That's where we're talking about listing you.
Okay.
We only have one spot open currently, right? So we're going down a list of guys that we feel would be a good fit, and we're just looking for one of you to fill that spot that we have open. Once we fill the position, they're closing out the category for your entire service area. We won't be able to work with any other competing electricians in this area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So we're basically recommending you to the community versus your competitors.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Yes, it's always good. It's always good. It's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. The hard part's really just waiting for the position to become available.
Right.
So we got that. Now, if you were to look up just your business name, Gen X Electrical Services, you got all these other things that pop up. Home Advisor, Angie's, you got all these things where it's hooked up to like a tracking number. And people aren't able to just call you directly through there. They're like lead gen services that want to turn them into a lead, and that way they could charge you for the lead fee.
Right.
If you look up another company like Stewart & Sons Electric or JTE Electric Inc., when you type in theirs, they have a Google business profile with their, you know, website, their phone number, their reviews there. You know, customers can call them live off of that. And that's actually what we move to the first page of Google. So we have to actually create your Google business profile for one, because people can't even find you when they look up your business name. They're getting directed to all these other things that you're doing. And then we got to get into the back end of that and optimize you to fill this placement on the first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. So we got a lot of work to do, for lack of better words. That's just the simplest way to put it. You know, you're basically starting from scratch here, but that's okay. You know, it's better to start now than never start at all, right?
Right.
So Tara told me you guys were doing Home Advisor by Angie's, and it's pay per lead, and you're able to kind of convert those leads at a decent clip. You're seeing good return on investment.
Well, the first month we only got one job off the leads that we were given. This month, we're just starting a new month. I think Tuesday was the beginning of our new month, and we've made some changes on it. We've added a couple of business phones. So we've only got like three calls since Tuesday, and two of those calls canceled request because they've got it figured out, and the other one never called me back. So we're just getting started on it as far as our experience with it. So we're not too sure yet. I figure by the end of the year we'll know whether they've been a benefit to us or not. We have had one job completed from the leads from Angie's, and we've made our money back for the monthly service charge through them. So we're not going to complain too quickly right now. It's not been hugely successful, but we've gotten our money back for September.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be losing. Nobody gets into business or invests in anything to break even, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, but I think you'll love this. I mean, especially if you could do anything with that system, because when you look on Google for the electricians, I don't know if you did that search I was telling you about a little bit ago, but underneath these top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you, if you go a couple spots down, you'll see a Home Advisor by Angie's List listing, and it says the best 10 electricians in this area. And so basically what they do is they put themselves on Google in order to get those leads that they're selling to you, because they know that's where everybody goes. They just Google it, right? But the difference is that they'll sell the lead to you and about two or three guys. So even though you're paying the lead fee, it's not just going to you. It's not exclusive to you.
Right. Other people are getting it. The first person to respond is the first person to get the job.
For the most part, yeah. You know, sometimes the homeowner might be price shopping or, you know, whatever the case is. The Home Advisor by Angie's program kind of lets them know that they're going to connect them with a couple of trusted professionals. They don't really differentiate you from the other guys that they're selling it to. They just want to make sure, you know, to the homeowner or business owner that they're going to get the best rate of, you know, the guys that they're selling them to. So it's kind of set up to, you know, make you pay, you like, discount your pricing structure just to compete with the other guys that are getting the lead. Plus you're paying the lead fee on top of it. So the point I'm trying to make with this and what I want you to understand is once we list you on the first page of Google, all that stuff goes away. The customers can call you directly as a live call. There's no middleman in there intercepting the lead, selling it to three or four guys, charging you the lead fee. There's none of that. It's your phone number. The homeowner, business owner is able to just see you as a top recommended electrician and call you directly. And that's what most guys do.
Okay, I got you.
So we basically be cutting out the middleman. I think we'll be able to save you some money too, because normally for our services, we usually charge $4.99 month to month, but there's a new in business credit that Tara requested for you. It'll drop the pricing down to just $2.49 month to month. So I don't know what you're spending each month on Home Advisor by Angie's, but I think that's going to be more affordable from what I usually have heard from that system. You know, most guys that I talk to have used that. They're spending almost $1,000 a month. And you're not limited on the amount of clients that you'll be able to get from that $249 because, you know, the customers can call you all day long as a live call. It's real people in real time. So it's like if you get 100 live leads, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change based on that. What you pay for is the work that we have to do to keep you up there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes absolute good sense.
Okay. So it's all month to month too. So we're just go 30 days at a time. If you want to come on board with us today, I'll lock you in at that pricing structure of $249. So it'll never go back up or change on you later. You'll keep that deal every month.
What do you think, man? How do you feel about it? I mean, it's worth a shot. If it doesn't work, we can always cancel, right?
Yeah, but we're going to do everything we can, Michelle, to make sure that you guys don't cancel. I mean, it's month to month, so, you know, if we're not getting paid, you guys, or if you guys aren't getting paid, we're not getting paid, you know?
Exactly right. Okay, right. Well, I think it's worth giving it a shot. I mean, I'll tell you what we've got going on right now is we've paid for a spot in a booklet that gets sent out to seven larger communities in Lee County.
Mm-hmm.
We spent for advertising with a golf course up in Sarasota.
I love golf, but I'm going to tell you, if I see that sign on the third hole and I finish my 18, by 18, I forgot about you.
Exactly. The lady that we talked to says that they usually have about 40,000 rounds of golf going through their golf course every year. And
yeah.
I was talking to Michelle because we got it for just under $400. If we get 1%, just simply 1% of the people who see that ad call us, that's still 400 leads. And if we just make a dollar off of each one of them, it'll pay for the advertising.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, all the things that you're doing, Ron, I mean, I'm telling you, this is by far the best thing. Like, and it's not going to take me a long time to prove it to you. Most people, like, if your lights went out and you had, like, electrical problem right now, chances are your phone still has battery. You could pull out your phone, look up an electrician, and have somebody out there to call you or to help you, you know, within an hour.
Yeah.
Right? And it's no different for your customer.
I had that exact same thing happen to me earlier this week. One of my old customers called me and said, hey, she's a real estate agent. She says, hey, I sold a house to this lady, and she just called me and said that her power went out on her house. Do you have time to run over and take a look at it?
Yeah. So, those are the best ones. Because you know, it's an emergency.
Yeah,
so they're not sitting there going, hey, what are you going to charge me? And, you know, they're like, dude, I need my lights on. I don't care.
I need my lights on. Luckily, it's something simple. I just had to flip a breaker and she had her lights back on. But, yeah,
you're absolutely
right. If something like that happens, the first thing they're going to do is call somebody who knows what to do, and that's an electrician. They're like, just fix it. I don't care. Just fix it.
Yeah, more so Google, you know, because when you have that Google first page placement, it's not just Google that you're on the first page of. You're actually on the first page of Bing. They pull from Google's top guys. You're on the first page for the Amazon Alexa devices. You're on the first page for Apple and Safari for the iPhones and Androids. So, I mean, no matter what method they're using, they'll be able to see you as a top option. Just because you have that Google Places placement. And then even if you guys were ever to leave us, which I don't think you will, I'm confident you'll love it, but if you were to leave us, we're actually building tools that your company is going to be able to keep, like your Google business profile and all those reviews, you know, so you'll still have an outlet for people to be able to look up your business name and call you directly without going through like a Home Advisor or Angie's that's going to charge you leads. So
I
have no confidence.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I have full confidence that you're going to love this. So I got to create your Google business profile first and foremost, and then I'm going to send you a form here. It's called a Google verification form. You only got to get your business Google verified one time for as long as you own it, unless you guys move or relocate to another area. But they're going to ask you for the specifics, like any kind of license, insurance, business registration, things like that. So you got to fill it out and send it in to us. And then,
Now, just so you know, I've already attempted to start a profile on Google, and I keep getting this message that something is violating their guidelines. And so it's on hold, and I can never get an answer as to what's wrong.
Yeah. They usually will suspend listings if there's any kind of issue or discrepancy with name, address, phone number, or website. So, you know, you could have maybe one address you submitted on the Google business profile, but then it's showing something different on one of your other online listings or on your website, and that'll definitely cause a discrepancy. They'll basically suspend the listing or won't verify the listing until the information matches up. So the first thing we're going to do, Ronald, is get in there and remove those discrepancies so that way your business is verified, and then we'll go ahead and do the optimization.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
we'll
good
take
to me.
Care of it. We're partnered with Google. We've been partnered with them for 20 years, so it's real easy. This is how they get their money too. We just send them the verification form. So it's coming across as Michelle's name. Are you the primary on the account?
Yes. I'm the license holder. I'm the qualifier.
Okay.
I'm the one with the experience. I'm the one that started the whole process. But she is my partner. She handles all the office side of things, and I go out and do all the grunt work, so.
Understood. So I'm going to put the account under your name, but I'm going to make sure Michelle has full access to everything. What's her last
Absolutely,
name?
Absolutely, please. Mace, M-A-C-E.
Okay. And, does she have a different phone number than the one that we're on now?
Yeah, actually, this is my personal phone. We just recently, like in the last 7 days, got business phone lines, so I'd like to give you those numbers if I could, please.
Yeah, go ahead and grab those.
Okay, which ones do you want first?
I want the primary business line where your customers would be able to contact you.
Okay, then I think I'm going to give you Michelle's first because he's the one that's going to be taking a majority of the calls.
Okay, sounds good. I'm ready. 239-922-5990. Okay. And then this phone number that we're on, I'm just going to save it just in case I need to get a hold of you. And then do you get texting on this number, the 5990?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then actually, so we can only have one business line and one cell phone line. So do you just want to have everything set up through this on Google? This would be client-facing, and then this would also be, yeah. And it would also be us doing the client interview on this line as well, too. We got to interview you guys to customize the campaign.
Okay, so you would be the primary contact through Google, and they would use that number only.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're good with that.
Okay. All right. It's good that you let her know that because she starts getting blown up with phone calls. There is a tracking system, though, where it'll be a good tool for Michelle where you can actually hear all the calls that are coming in. Like if they call you from their iPhone and they use that click-to-call feature, there's a recording set up in this tracking system. We give you guys access to it. And you'll be able to go in there and you have recordings of all the calls and leads that you're getting from Google. So you can hear yourself answer the phone and talk to these people, and it'll help you kind of develop your introduction or pitch.
Okay.
That'd be perfect.
Okay. Yeah, and then there's also you can request Google reviews too. So let's say like Ron says, hey, I just finished up this job. We're moving on to a different one. Or you guys had three of them booked up. It's the end of the day. He already got through all three of them. You know, you go out and you send a text message to each one of those phone numbers for those homeowners or business owners, and it'll actually ask them to put a star rating on your Google business profile and write a little review about how you did.
Okay. Awesome, because I know that's a big deal. And to be honest with you, what we are working towards happening is getting our name out there enough so that we grow our business simply by word of mouth. And the only way to do that right now is just to let people know that we're here, let people know we're open for business, get as many good customers.
There's no better way. I just want to assure you, there's no better way than being on the first page of Google. There's literally no better way. That's just what people use. Yeah. I mean, this is it. If we can't get you a consistent flow of clients and build the pipeline of business there, then nobody can, because this is been proven for the last 17 years. This is what people use, and 90% of the people that search on Google don't go past the first page. So we're putting you right there where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look.
Right, right. And that would help us a lot. I mean, we've quadrupled our business in the from September, and we're still only 3 weeks into November. And, you know, we just want to keep growing and build a company that has the best reputation around. And I know that's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah. But if you can do that and your focus is on generating a good reputation, then we have no reason to ever take it away from you or part ways with you. You know what I mean? As long as everything keeps coming back kosher and we're not hearing any crazy stories, then the spot's yours, you know?
Okay.
All right. And then did Michelle or did you get that text message? I sent it to the first number that we were on. I also it's going to be emailed to you guys, but I did send over a verification form. Should come from an 877 number, and that's your Google verification. So that's really important, Ron, that we get that filled out. They're also going to send you a pin in the mail with a little 5-digit number on the back. It's like a little postcard. And then there's also a client interview we'll need to schedule with the two of you, preferably. But what do you think would be the best time for? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The only thing I got on this phone number right here was a link for localsplash.com pricing.
And I did not receive anything from you.
Okay. Not texted or email? Oh, I don't have your email. What's the primary business email?
GenXESLLC at Gmail.
Okay, Gen X, and then E is in elephant, F-O. And S is in snake.
E-S, yeah, snake, and then LLC, Lima Lima, Charlie.
Got it. And that's Gmail, right?
Gmail, yes, sir.
Okay. And I know Michelle's last name is Mace. What's your last name, Ron?
Mace.
Oh, same. Okay. Husband and wife?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that?
Makes sense.
Yes, she's your wife.
You guys are a good team.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, though. We're trying to keep that secret.
Yeah. That's funny. Better be wearing your ring, mister. No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I get in trouble for that all the time too, because I play a lot of golf and I exercise a lot, and so I take it off a lot.
Uh-huh.
If I come
yeah.
home without it, my wife always confronts me at the door. Where is it?
Oh yeah, I used to get all kinds of hell from her because as an electrician,
yeah.
OSHA
gotta take
discourages
it off.
Any kind of jewelry whatsoever. So
oh,
I
yeah.
would take
That's
it off
a death
at work.
Sentence.
Yeah, and then I'd get home, and I'd forget to put it on, and then, you know, partway through the night, she's yelling at me, and I'm like, well, I've still got it. I can't wear it at work, and she finally just gave up and doesn't bother me about it anymore.
Yeah, she's kind of got like that, too, but sometimes she'll remind me, like, don't just not put it back on ever. All right,
yeah.
So you got to remember that one. I got your business profile set up here. I'm going to try to resend this verification form over, but it's going to go to the 239-922-5990 this time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I did just get an email that says action needed, pictures needed for...
Oh, that's it. That's it right there. Yeah.
Google verification.
That's what I was trying to get to you. Yep, that's the
okay.
form. So if you click on that link there... That's everything we'll need from you right there.
Okay. All right. We'll get started on this.
Yeah. Should be pretty easy, though. And then at the bottom, it says if you're missing anything, don't panic. Just check the box that you're okay with us doing a video call. If Google says they need more information or you're missing information, we'll literally just three-way call you. We'll give you a heads up, obviously. It won't be, you know, 7 in the morning or something. But then we'll just verify the listing over the phone and get it launched that way.
Okay.
So nothing's going to stop you getting verified. That's huge for you. And then,
yeah.
So the PIN, the 1300 Edward Ave, you could receive mail
yes.
there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you want this, address hidden or displayed online?
Well, we don't need customers coming to our house, trying
right.
to make an appointment because this is a residential area.
I agree.
But I also want people to know that we have a real address. So what would you recommend? Mm-hmm.
I recommend we hide the street address, but leave the city, state, and zip visible.
Okay. Then let's
that way they know you're local, but they're not going to show up at your door, you know?
Okay.
I just
All right.
got
the text. There we go. Perfect. Took a second to come through, but I'm glad it came through. Better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, well, you
okay.
got to consider that we're older, so we're a little slower than most people.
Ah, get out of here. You're fine. I got guys that are like 75 years old and computer illiterate, you know. They've been having the roofing company since before I was born, and we still make it work for them, you know. As long as they can answer the phone and, like I said, make sure you guys are getting good reviews, we could take care of the rest of the legwork online.
Oh, I don't have a problem. Good reviews. The good reviews are kind of second nature for me. I don't mean to brag, but I have not had
yeah.
one single bad word said about me in 21 years. So,
yeah, we know. Yeah, trust me. I mean, there's so many different screening methods that you've already gone through to where, trust me, I wouldn't be talking to you right now if there was bad reviews out there.
Uh-oh, I feel like I'm talking to a stalker.
It's Google, so I mean anything you list online, they're able to look you guys up. Trust me, I don't have
yeah.
time to stalk anybody. I already got a wife who's on me around the clock and two kids. And then I got 30 employees that I have to manage.
Like I said, I used to work for Infinite Home Solutions, and I've got reviews on their website. I've got reviews on their Facebook page and on Google. I'm sure that you've probably seen all the ones on Google about me.
Yeah, just everything online. So what they do is like a name, address, phone number, and website pull. So they'll go through anything that has to do with your name, address, phone number, and website, and they'll look, they'll scour for reviews and what they can find. And if there's nothing negative there, then they'll put you on our list of qualified companies to be contacted about first page placement.
Well, that is fantastic news. So I really do have a good reputation out there.
Yeah, that we know of. I don't speak for everybody.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then pull your social. They only ask for that if you do Google Guaranteed. That's another program that we have where it's pay per lead. But we have to do this for a while before you're even eligible for that. And then if you are eligible for that, they will do a really in-depth background screening on you.
Okay. Well, I'm not worried about it.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
not too worried about it either. What was that, Michelle?
I said I got a special background. I work in healthcare.
Oh, there you go. So you'll be fine, probably. I'm sure they've probably done background checks on you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no big deal. I'm not too worried about it. Like I said, they do a good job of pre-screening, and same thing with our representatives here. So, I mean, I'm sure Tara would have picked up on something long before you guys made it to my desk.
Probably so.
Yeah. All right, so I have your whole account set up here. I'm multitasking. I pulled these hours of operation off of your online listings that I found as a 4 to 8 Monday through Friday and then 8 to 6 on Saturday, Sunday closed.
My God, you really are good. Yeah, that's what we put on there because I'm still working a full-time job. And
okay,
it seems
that's what
to have been working. I kind of feel like it's holding us back because there's a lot of people who aren't interested in 4 to 8 appointments. And I've spoken to my current employer and he says, look, whenever you need to leave, you just let me know. And, you know, it'll be on good terms. You can come back if you need to. So I could leave tomorrow and there'd be no bad blood there. So,
okay.
I think it's time to change.
Well, don't leave tomorrow. Give us like a month or two to build up your pipeline of business. And then once you see that you have a consistent flow of jobs, then you can do that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told the wife. I says, I want to leave now, but we need to make sure that we can still, you know, thrive on, even if it's just 30 or 40 hours a week, but we still need to have business coming in on a steady basis. So,
we'll get you there. Just sit tight through the holidays here and then come the beginning of 2025, we should be there.
Yep. So I think I want to adjust our hours of operation to 8 to 8.
Okay. You got it. And then is that Monday through Friday or?
Monday through Saturday for now. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you could change this anytime. You just call us and let us know, okay? We could swap it out
right for
you. Okay.
Yep, that's no problem. If I'm getting so busy that I have to work 8 to 8, 6 days a week, I'm hiring somebody.
Yeah, well, that's usually the case. You know, it's kind of designed for a small to medium-sized business for this particular listing because it only covers that 40-mile radius, but usually that's more than enough to keep you guys consistent. And then if you want to expand, let's say you get a couple trucks, like fast forward a few months down the line, we could always do some other services too, like that Google Guarantee I was talking about or Google Ads.
Right.
And those will help pick up traffic from other areas that this doesn't cover.
Right, gotcha. Well, just keeping it here local for now is a great idea, and I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you might not ever leave that, you know. I have guys that have been doing just the local listing for like 10 years straight. They don't even do ads or anything else. Like usually their local area, just depends on where you are, though, you know. But usually there's more than enough traffic to keep them busy.
Oh, yeah. And I've got a few ex-employers that I would like to see. Maybe not as successful as they currently are.
Well, I'm not in that business, okay? We're not taking anybody down or bashing them.
No, not at all. But I want our reputation to be so well that they quit calling everybody else.
There you go. And they're going to see you and go, what the heck is Ron doing up here already?
We're losing business and he's gaining business. What's going on here?
Hey, that's how it is. You got to compete, you know? That's just how it goes.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So I got your business profile set up here. What do you think would be a good time to do a client interview with you two?
Other than today?
Well, I mean, we could do it today. It would have to be pretty quickly, though, here. I mean, we have one slot left today. It's between 5 and 6 Eastern Standard.
Well, if that's available and we can do it today, let's do it today. Let's get this ball rolling.
Okay, let's do it. All right, so it's going to be with a separate representative, but I'm going to set the appointment, send the account down to them. And then they'll contact you and walk you guys through it. It's pretty easy. It's all general knowledge questions. They just want to know the services you provide, the area you cover, company slogan, mission statement, things like that. We're also looking for any discrepancies, make sure I didn't have any typos or errors here.
Okay.
And that'll help us customize your campaign. All right. So
okay.
So I
guess we got to get our head in the game and put together a mission statement and a slogan, I guess.
Yeah, it'll definitely help. I mean, you should have one on your website already, no?
Somebody did that for us.
That's a good question. I had I've got a good friend from years ago. His wife put it together for us.
Okay.
And I really haven't looked over it very much. I don't think we have. I don't think we have a slogan. I can tell you what our goal is. I can tell you what our goal is in putting this business together, what our plans are, why we're doing this, but as far as
this website's down.
What?
It is?
Let me see what's going on. Oh, it's missing an I here between the R and the C. Let me try it again.
Oh, when you typed in the address.
Yeah, I think it's missing an I in there, so I just put it in. Now it looks like it's loading something. Here we go.
Okay.
Says, I like the eagle. That's awesome. Okay. Okay.
That's actually the logo that's going on our trucks when we get them.
That's awesome, man. I can't cuss on this line, but that is BA. that is awesome. I saw that on here. Yeah, veteran owned and operated, it says, behind the two American flags. I'm assuming you did what I did and went red in November 5th, huh?
Yeah. I'm trying to picture the United States and all the individual states and the colors that went up. And yes, we definitely went red.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's awesome. Yeah, I had a rush down there myself. My boys are 5 and 3 and I was like, I got to square this stuff away before they go to school. Cause we're in California. We're in Orange County, California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here.
Oh, that is fantastic to hear. Didn't California go red this year?
Most of it. I'm originally from Huntington Beach, California. It's called Surf City. And, it's funny because if you look up Huntington Beach on a Google Maps, you'll see all the people parading in the street with Trump and flags everywhere. It's all just Jesus Christ, Trump, and the American flags. But yeah. So our county was particularly red. For the last few elections, it's been just blue, all of California. And the last eight years, it just shifted to red. So we're almost predominantly red now because the blue kind of affected the schooling system and a lot of that stuff you see like San Francisco and LGBTQ and all that stuff. it just made all of the parents sick. So we just, we all got sick of it. We all went down to the polls. I didn't even go to work. I made sure I went down and voted on November 5th. But yeah, we kind of got fed up with it, you know. It's just, it's tiring. It's exhausting to see. Not that I think any side is 100% right or wrong, but you know, it's just, for my kids, I had to go down there. I'm like, my youngest going to start school over the next 4 years and my oldest is in kindergarten. Right. So yeah, I don't want
to. And when you start to see a pattern with a particular group of people and that pattern seems to just be getting bigger and bigger, the writing on the wall, so to speak.
I'm like, why are there five of you in the school here teaching and none of you can have kids because you chose this lifestyle? So what are you so interested in being around our kids? Oh, it's our profession and we just like being around our kids. And I'm like, but I don't want you there. You ever read the Bible?
I
don't want you around
my
kids.
What is your motive behind being around your children if you don't have children of your own? Yeah.
100%. 100%, yeah.
I was born and raised in California, San Bernardino.
Oh, okay. So you know, that's not far from here. We're Orange County, so we're right on the coastline.
Yep.
Yeah, they have the new Google building is Irvine. It's borderline Irvine, Newport Beach, but that's where we get all our credentials. Okay. That's where we're partnered with. Yeah, so not too far from home. I got a lot of family out in San Bernardino too. It's been a crazy last couple years out there. Yeah, but should get cleaned up. It should be safer.
It's good to see that California is starting to leave the communist ideology, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, once you start seeing you're at the wrong rally and you see Satan rearing his head.
Yeah.
It wasn't too hard, you know? So. All right, so I got you guys locked in here. I got your client interview all scheduled for 5 to 6. You should have an invitation there sent to your email. And then I just got to secure your first month payment and notate this thing, and we'll be right back on the phone with you here in 30 minutes. So how did you want to secure the first month?
I thought we built a good enough relationship.
Get out of here.
Okay.
If anybody asks you for a discount, tell them to kick rocks.
Or some other more colorful way of putting it.
Yeah, there's other ways.
Yeah, but you can't do that on this time, right?
No, I cannot. Yeah, I get in trouble. I got mouths to feed. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I only have one mouth to feed, so I could do that. So I'm gonna give you my I'm gonna give you my debit card for my my company account. You ready?
1 second. So does this have the business name on it as well?
It sure does.
Okay. Let me make sure I add that so you guys can write this off here as a business expense. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending the PIN?
That's correct.
All right, Ron, I'm ready for you.
5190.
5190.
8015.
8015. 5230.
7746.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
08 of 27.
0827, and then 3-digit code on the back.
367.
367. Okay. All right. When I hit this pay button, it's going to send you guys the username and password for your tracking system. That's what I was talking to Michelle about earlier, where you can hear the calls and request for views. And then they're also going to send an outline of the agreement in writing. Okay.
Okay.
And then you got to sign off on that. It's called your subscription terms. So it'll have everything documented there in black and white, everything we're doing for you for the price.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you, too, I don't know how to say this, but I don't want to bash the person who created your site, but do you want to like an upgrade to your site or to modify it? It's not bad. It's not bad. It's just, it's a little,
it wasn't professionally done. I can tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. Like it could definitely use some work. I won't charge you anything for it.
What's that?
I wouldn't charge you anything for it. If you wanted to use like one of our My Site templates, like we have a template that's pretty plug and play. You know, if we just have your logo, sent into us and then, those photos, you know, they can go ahead and plug in that template and it'll just kind of rearrange everything. It'll be really simple for us on our end. So I wouldn't charge you anything extra to do that, but it would look a lot nicer, than what's currently there.
Would you use the existing website and just adjust what's there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. So you'd have to give us access to that domain name, and then we'll get in there and give it an overhaul for you, give it a facelift.
Okay.
You have access.
Okay. Well, I was supposed to get access to it a couple months ago, and I have not yet, so I guess I'll have to reach out to them and see if I can get the login information for it. But,
okay.
Yeah, I would absolutely
gotcha.
Be interested in that.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to add this, my site. Okay, they won't be able to make the changes until you give them access to it, but I've added it to the account and I've waived all the fees on it. So it'll be in your service agreement that you guys are entitled to that.
Okay.
All right. And then let me get this over to you. Give me 1 second. Also have the service agreement with my site, please. Yeah, the logo is awesome, but if you could just send in the logo too, that way we have kind of a paper trail showing that you gave us permissions to use that, and we would want to attach that to the Google business profile, the website, all the online directories that you're submitted to. There's a Facebook business page and Facebook ads will be running for you guys. I didn't see a Facebook business page anywhere, so we'll get that set up and we'll use the logo for that too.
Okay, we do have a Facebook page for the company, but I don't know if we're doing it right. I don't know if it's an official business page or what it
okay.
is. Like she said, we're brand new. We're only about 3 months old.
Yeah.
I'm a 21-year electrician. I'm not a businessman, and we're just kind of fumbling through it right now, trying to figure it all out. So.
I got you. We got you. So we got tons of experience. Like I said, 20 years experience as a Google partner, and we partnered with Meta 3 years ago when they changed their name to Meta. So I'll send you an email address, and then just on that same number that this email comes through, the text message, 5990, if she can send a link. Just a link to that current Facebook page, so that way we can find it, and then we could either adjust it, verify if it's actually a business page or not. If you guys set up a personal one, then you know we'll just not use that, but we'll figure it out. I just got to see what they have, so that way we're not having any duplicates floating around or causing discrepancies.
Understood.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your fault.
There you go. All right, and then the first month's payment's going to go through today. It's November 21st, 2024. It's going to go through at 249 right now. And then each month moving forward, it's going to be set up to auto-renew on the 21st day. Okay, and then
okay.
you'll keep the same rate. The discounted pricing structure is locked in for you, so it's not going to go up or change. You can discontinue or cancel at any time, Ron. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next bill's due so we could stop it from automatically charging you, okay? Or before the 21st day. Okay.
Gotcha. Understood. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And then you should be receiving everything in writing as well, so those texts should be coming through here.
Okay.
There'll be a terms, a Google verification form, email. It's going to look like a lot, but we'll walk you through it. The main things that you really got to focus on is just that client interview here in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then there's a outline of the agreement in writing you want to sign off on. You just type your first and last name once you read through it, and then that Google verification form. Now, if you or Michelle have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in, okay? We have my numbers attached to every text and email that you've gotten from us. It's the same number we're texting you on, too, is our customer service line. And if you hit extension 1, you can always get a live operator 24/7. So.
Oh, that's good, because I hate talking to computers.
Yeah, me too. I don't like that. I'm like, just give me a person I could talk to and explain. Sometimes I don't say things in the right order.
So the computer's like, we don't understand what you just said. Could you please repeat that?
Yeah, dumb computers.
I do have a question. I do not know how to send the link from the webpage from Facebook.
Yeah, if you go to Facebook, you can go to the URL or, like, the name at the top, like www. If you click on that, and then there usually should be an option to copy. Or if you hold on to it, if you're on your phone, you just hold it, and it'll pop up as copy.
I'm going to see if I can.
I don't know if.
Are you on a PC or a phone, Michelle?
A phone.
Phone.
Yeah, so on the phones, usually when you're searching on the internet browser section, like as if you're going to open up another window, at the bottom, it'll show you like www.facebook/, you know, and that's what you want to copy, and then you'll put that in the text thread and send it over.
Okay.
You go to here.
Okay, I'm going to have to share it with you with my personal phone because I don't have Facebook on my business
phone. That's fine. Yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, if you send it over to that 877 number, it'll go company-wide. And then we have your phone numbers affiliated with the account, so we'll know it's you.
Okay. Go through text messages. Sorry.
It's okay. We'll get you guys squared away. I'm used to this, so don't stress yourselves out. I also have like a room full of guys that, you know, they could just go and pull it up, I'm sure, during the client interview process.
Okay.
One.
Don't stress yourself out about it.
You better be.
Oh.
I heard that.
Oh my gosh. And you know who that was? That was Bryson DeChambeau. You know who that is?
No.
Oh. You gotta know that name if you guys are posting around the golf courses. He's like the greatest golfer right now. Obviously not Tiger Woods, but he's pretty amazing. Yeah. He's been taking over the golf scene.
Now copy or paste. There you go.
All right.
Now send it.
I just sent it to you guys.
All right. Perfect.
Now that picture that comes up, that's not the best looking guy in the world, but I mean, it's probably the best picture that we can find.
I've seen worse.
I don't know. If you wear glasses, you might want to take the glasses off when you first open that.
I tell you, I play a lot of golf, man. They're all up there. All right, no, you guys are good to go.
Well,
so I'm just. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, we all can't be as good looking as those Google guys.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably better I'm behind a screen and not in a magazine, you know. I don't think they'll buy that one, you know.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I got you guys all squared away, so I was just saying, I have to do some notating on your account. There's still some things I got to do on my end just to make sure that they're ready for this phone call. But they're going to circle back with you here in about 20 minutes. It'll be a rep from our company, and they'll walk you through the client interview process.
Okay.
That's
okay. Cool deal.
All right. All right. I'm going to work on this thing. Thank you guys for signing up, and welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in, okay? We don't get paid unless you guys get paid, so we want to make sure you're successful with the Google advertising.
Cool. Well, if we're successful, we're going to stick around. So.
Yeah, that's our plan. That's our plan. We want to build a relationship where we're working with you guys for years, not just a month or two at a time. So.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
All right. All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon, Ron.
Thanks, sir. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.